Hello world, it's Paul Howe again, and welcome to another edition of the Paul Howe Mindset. Today's episode will be recorded in my truck because I am on my way to work right now. Hopefully you guys been having a good week, and without further ado, let's get to the episode. All right. In this episode of the Paul Howe Mindset, this is going to get a little personal. I mean, let you guys in a little bit on my personal life and what's going on with me right now. And a brief story about what's been going on for the past couple years for me. Well, at least since this decade started. I have a weight problem. I'm trying to get over my addiction to unhealthy foods like fried chicken, bacon cheeseburgers, burgers, pizza, you know, a lot of unhealthy stuff, soda, McDonald's french fries. I say McDonald's french fries because I love McDonald's french fries. McDonald's, Burger King, whatever you want to call it. I let myself get overweight by eating these foods that I don't need to eat. But so far this year, this whole year, I haven't had any of those things. I haven't had pizza. I haven't had burgers or whatever. I had sweet potato fries, though. But I haven't had McDonald's fries. I had sweet potato fries because I made sweet potato fries with some shrimp and canned spinach a few weekends ago. Now no pizza, no burgers, no pop, no juice or soda, whatever you want to call it. I say pop because I'm originally from Ohio, and right now I reside in the state of New Hampshire. This year, I've been going to the gym at least 3 times a week. For the most part, I've been going to the gym four days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. I've been doing a combination of boxing training, weightlifting, cardio, and cardio. And I've been eating very healthy. You know, I've been eating healthy, lean chicken. Haven't had any turkey yet, though. Chicken and, you know, all kind of seafood, a lot of vegetables. When I go to Chipotle, I get the burrito bowl with guacamole. You know, guacamole is a healthy fat that you need. I snack on things like popcorn and tortilla chips with guacamole or pita crackers and various dips or whatnot. I've eaten, eggs and turkey sausage for breakfast. Sometimes I have oatmeal for breakfast. Whole wheat oatmeal for breakfast. Sometimes I make myself a smoothie with almond milk, fruit, and green superfood. And maybe throw some bananas in there. Every Sunday I have green tea. I have green tea on Sunday, you know, just to have some hot tea. I make it myself. But yeah, that's what I've been doing so far. Right now, I'm on the way to the grocery store. I want some watermelon, so I'm gonna go pick me up some watermelon from the store before I head into work. I had some last night as a snack before I went to sleep, and so I want something in my stomach before I wake up and go to the gym the next day. That's what I've been doing. That's all I've been doing, and I kind of became obsessed with this training. So far, I lost a total of 23 pounds, okay, since I started this on January 1st. The scariest part for me on January 1st was, okay, the gym wasn't open, all right? Nothing else was open either, but I made sure I got some healthy foods to take home. But however, it was some places open that I could have got some stuff from. Unhealthy stuff, but it was a very scary day because I could have been like, you know what? I'll start tomorrow. I could go to the gym tomorrow, get my workout tomorrow. But if I would, I truly believe that if I would have messed up on that first day, January 1st, and not started my diet, I probably wouldn't have started my diet till this month. January was a long, short month for me because I've been focused on dieting, exercising, and stuff like that. This is the, in my opinion, this is the fastest January has went for me because I've just been working out. Yes, the days are long, but the month was short. And I'm so glad that I started because that month went fast. And now I'm running. I hit the ground and I'm running now. And I'm very happy that I did that because I could have been more behind than I already was where I started. So if you gotta, I put that as my goal. I don't want to I don't want to go to no parties, no celebration. I don't really care about dating. That's why it comes along. That's fine. But this is what I am doing. This is it. You know, in my opinion, the way I feel about it is either I get fit or why even be on this earth? I know that sounds extreme, but that's the way I feel about it. I mean, it's an obsession I got. So get fit or die. You know, and it's multiple reasons why I'm getting in shape and getting my body right. One of the reasons is I've seen over the years how people treat people that are overweight. You don't get any respect when people look at you as being lazy. They already have an opinion about you. This guy's speaking. Anyway, they already have an opinion about you before they even talk to you when they see you. Because all they see is a fat body, and they don't know what kind of person you are. They don't know what you like. They don't care what you like, you know? And I was complaining, like, why don't people, like, you know, get to know me before making judgments about me? But then again, I'm like, now I see, like, why should people even want to accept me? If they don't want to accept me, okay, fine. I can change myself, you know, but I'm not changing myself for anybody's approval. I'm changing myself because I'm tired of being in this body. You know, the respect is gonna come. But another reason, how am I gonna demand a girl look like this, a woman looks like this, and I want her to have this and this and this when I'm not my best self? You know, that's my thing. Of course, yes, that's part of life. Dating is a part of life, period. So if I want somebody to be with me, I'm going to have to look my best. And I will look my absolute best I have ever looked by the time I'm done with this. But when I'm done with this, I am not going to be done with this because this is it. This is my lifestyle now. And I won't be satisfied like I was back in the day. Another reason, fashion. Me and a guy that's the same height, but weighs a lot less than I do, like 200 pounds or something like that. Guy's 200 pounds, and he's a little muscular. We can wear the exact same outfit. We can wear the exact same clothes. One that fits my size and one that fits his size. It will look better on him every time. No matter what we wear, it will look better on him because of his body. Straight up. Another reason, it just feels good getting a great workout in, and I got a great workout in today, man. It just felt good. I was proud of my workout, and I can't wait to go back again and get another workout in. So, I want to switch up. I want to, you know, have better fashion. I'm on social media a lot, so I want to look my best, and I want to inspire people to get in the gym and take care of themselves. You know, I've been watching it, what I've been putting in my body. Because that's 75% of the battle. If I eat crap, I'm not going to get anywhere. I don't care how many hours I put in the gym. So, yeah, I've been watching that heavily. I've been drinking nothing but water. Water is very good when it's very cold, in my opinion. So, that's my focus right now. Work and exercise. Exercise, then work. Diet and exercise has been my number one focus. Work, and then, you know, since I work, I take care of my family, which is my two children. That goes hand in hand. So that is what I've been doing, and who knows what I may look like come April. How about what will I look like come August? Listen, the time is going to pass. I already put in a lot of time into this stuff. So I suffer a lot. So I might as well get something out of it. So I got to finish this. And then when I finish it, we go keep going. Because I want to look like a beast, man. Not a fat slob. I'm telling you what it is for real. I am being like completely honest. This is me talking to the world about what I'm doing. So keep trying to look your best. Keep working on yourselves. Be mindful of what you put into your body, and be mindful of getting exercise. You know, gym. There's a lot of gym memberships you can get for pretty cheap. So there's no excuse. And I got to keep reminding myself that it's no excuse for me not to be in the gym. Especially my gym is right down the street from my house. So good luck out there. Keep doing your best. Keep looking your best. Keep eating great. And I hope everyone achieved their goals this year that they have set for this year. You know, New Year's resolutions, I hope everybody, you know, do that. And let's get it done, man. Let's get it done. Let's do this. And this has been another episode of the Paul Howe Mindset. Enjoy your night. Enjoy your week. And good luck.